Chan Thomas wrote a book called The Adam and Eve Story, which would almost immediately be banned and classified by the CIA. Mr. Thomas went into detail in this book regarding past civilizations, the truth about religion, truths of the universe, and world cataclysms that come in cycles. This book contained so much detail that when it was banned and classified, it took decades to be sanitized and then declassified to the public. Why was it classified? And some believe it's because we aren't supposed to know our true history, and that we aren't supposed to know the reality about anything, because that would give us power. We aren't supposed to know that we live in a plasma universe, which is something else Mr. Thomas talks about in his book. Upon being declassified, all of the important parts had been scrubbed out. The Adam and Eve story talked about missing time and history falsification, and presumes many technologically advanced ancient civilizations existed before us. So why would they want this information redacted? Simply because they believe this single-handedly would take power from religion. And that is where the elite gained their control. The book posed a serious risk to the very foundation of modern society, the foundation that all of this has been built upon. And I quote, "There is insurmountable evidence that we are in the sixth advanced civilization to exist upon this earth, each time getting wiped out by a calamity. I've wondered why America has long had the Smithsonian cover up many ancient artifacts that don't fit their narrative, such as the hieroglyphs at the Grand Canyon, or the bones of giants that lay all over America. But then I realized the truth. It's all about control." So this book was written by a scientist working for the government, deciphering ancient texts, and then stumbling upon a terrible fact, that every 5,000 to 6,000 years, the strength of the poles wane and begin to change positions. So I was kind of thinking about this, and really this is kind of serendipitous, you know, the fact that I came across this story right now. Because we were just talking about this in the comment section the other day, and here we are. But anyway, so according to this book, when this occurs, the mantle keeping our landmass in its current position turns to jelly, causing the landmasses to be pulled 90 degrees, while the water on the earth stays put. It's like dropping an object into a glass of water, and then spinning the glass in a circle. The water stays put while the world around it moves. So the world as we know it is obliterated in days, submerged under the ocean for 40 days, which, you know, aka the Tale of Gilgamesh, or Noah and the Ark. And this occurs until the poles finish their shift, at which point the North Pole becomes the South and vice versa. Now this individual believes that the rest of the story, which was redacted, tells of these survivors having to live in caves and resort to cannibalism to survive. They also claim this is why the Aztecs and the North American Indians both tell of a white man visiting them and giving them seeds to grow and teaching them how to harvest. They go on to claim that the people in power know this and want to keep this a secret, knowing full well that if they don't, they might have massive riots and won't be able to keep their quote-unquote livestock docile. So if an event like this did occur, how long will it take to regrow vegetation on Earth, to not resort to cannibalism? And it's an interesting question because some actually claim that our poles are currently moving rapidly already. What's also interesting is that in years past, as you know, a lot of elite politicians and leaders were visiting Antarctica, and the odd part is how many were actually going there, from the Pope to John Kerry to other various world leaders around the world. What I take away from all of this is that this book was classified for a reason, and the government is not going to go this far out of their way to sanitize a document if its contents weren't accurate. The world goes through cycles. It's been this way for as long as time itself. Now, to end the video, I'm just going to read through the description of the event. With a rumble so low as to be inaudible, growing and throbbing, then fuming into a thunderous roar. The earthquake starts, only it's not like any earthquake in recorded history. In California, the mountains shake like ferns in a breeze. The mighty Pacific rears back and piles up into a mountain of seawater more than 2 miles high. And then it starts its race, eastward. With the force of 1,000 armies, the wind attacks, ripping and shredding everything with its supersonic bombardment. The unbelievable mountains of Pacific seawater follows the wind east, burying Los Angeles and San Francisco as if they were but grains of sand. Nothing but nothing stops the relentless, overwhelming onslaught of wind and ocean. Across the continent, the 1,000-mile-per-hour wind wreaks its hell, its unholy vengeance everywhere, mercilessly, unceasingly. Every living thing is ripped into shreds while being blown across the countryside. And earthquakes leave no place untouched. In many places, the Earth's molten sublayer breaks through and spreads a sea of white-hot liquid fire. To add to the Holocaust, within 3 hours, the fantastic wall of seawater has moved across the continent, burying the wind-ravaged land under 2 miles of seething water coast to coast. In a fraction of a day, all vestiges of civilization are gone. And the great cities from LA, San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, New York, and Boston are nothing but legends. Barely a stone is left where millions walked just hours before.